conversation that's recorded.
We have to start again because I don't remember what the conversation was.
Well, it was about the Unicorn Gateway.
Okay, and what happened with the Unicorn Gateway?
Basically, it was a normal day, and you have to remember that unicorns are quite possibly a fictional character, could you? Or a horse with a cornetto in the front. All these unicorns came out of the same space, and unfortunately, a guy went through at the same time to your Unicornica.
Which is, of course, the Unicorn Home City.
It is. It's the Home City. In exchange, we got about 25 to 26 glorious unicorns.
So 25 or 26. 25 to 26 makes it seem like we've got half a unicorn somewhere.
I think there was some guy who sort of like...
We just got a vaguely magical horse as well.
It was a really magic moment. And really, it was one of those moments where if you were there, it was probably the biggest moment of your life. If you weren't there, then they sort of kept it quite on the down low, you know. I think you could have read about it in the Mac Express, but that was about it.
So what happened to the unicorns since?
They got scattered around Cheshire. So
so there's one in Tatton Park, I assume?
All over, yeah. I mean, what was quite funny was that some people entered them for all sort of horse shows, and then actually saying, haha, made it look like a unicorn. so they could win events and get through. I mean, it was just one of these moments where...
It's just never be repeated again in history.
It will never, ever. The history books will have to be rewritten.
Well, I think it's good that we can celebrate that heritage in our fair town. Yeah.
But there was a guy who went to the other side. Luckily he did take his phone with him.
Okay, and he was able to make calls?
And he's been posting stuff on Twitter ever since.
Wow, they have Twitter in Unicornica.
Yeah, it's a different app, his handle stayed the same. And he's actually become the king of the unicorns. What they didn't realise is that you needed a human to sort of...
Ride them.
Shepherd them and give them a future. And this guy's, you know, he gets brought baskets of apples each day and he used to just like be a plumber here, so...
Moving up in the world, to be honest, plumber to king, you can't really argue with that.
Yeah, he's gone from driving a white van to riding a white horse, so...
Definitely a step up.
It is definitely a step up.
I'm glad you could fill me in on the history.